Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kedushin daf mem dal Kedushin 44. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara has a teaching, and if there was a minor, a katana, sheniskacha, shalom adas aviyah, if there was a minor girl who was betrothed without the consent of her father, what is going to be the halacha? So Shmuel says, tzricha get to tzricha miyun. So Shmuel says, under those circumstances, she requires a divorce and she requires a miyun. Meaning to say, we're going to assume that we have to be concerned that it was a valid betrothal, biblically, and so therefore we require them to get a divorce, and also we require miyun, which is a rejection of the marriage, and we have to do a public statement of this to show that they were never married, because we have to be concerned that if the husband would go ahead and marry her sister, we have to prove that it's not a vow, that he's going to be required to divorce the sister. And so that's the position of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, these are dvar mago, these are words that make no sense, because if she requires a get, she shouldn't require a miyun. They're mutually exclusive. And so then the rabbis there from the Beis Midrash, so they brought this question to, and they said, so the Chumans that were in the Beis Midrash said, Tekarna, ha mar ukfo be dina be kafri. They said, mar ukfo and his bezdin, they're sitting in kafri. Let's go ask them the question. So, but when they went to send the question when they sent the question, they reversed the positions of Karna and Shmuel. And they said that Shmuel said what Karna said, and Karna said what Shmuel said. And they sent it in front of Rav. They sent the question in front of Rav. So in the end, they didn't send the question to Mar Ukva like they were going to do from the beginning, but in the end, they sent it to Rav. But Afchua, but they reversed the positions. The question is, why did they reverse the positions? So Rashi explained that they reversed the positions because they were concerned that Rav had so much love for Shmuel that he was going to be strict in this case just because he didn't want to disagree with Shmuel, and then they would end up being strict for no reason. So we see from here that they really wanted to get to the honest answer, and so they were concerned that even such a great sage like Rav would have negius in the matter. He would have maybe a vested interest, and therefore they wouldn't get an honest opinion.